to the latest developments around the threat by the terrorist group ISIS to kill two hostages it captured in Syria. Today, the mother of one of the hostages, who was a journalist, issued a public plea to Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe to save her son. The other hostage is a Jordanian military pilot. His plane was shot down in December. ISIS has proposed an exchange deal. It says it will release the Jordanian pilot if Jordan turns over an Iraqi woman it imprisoned for an attack 10 years ago. Jordan says it's willing to make a deal, but this leaves the fate of the Japanese journalist uncertain. In Tokyo, the BBC's Rupert Wingfield Hayes says Japanese leaders are wrestling with a delicate situation.
Well, the Japanese government has reacted first to the demands, the new demands being made by Islamic State with a great anger and consternation. And the Japanese Prime Minister called the new demands despicable. As far as the Jordanian offer to do a prisoner swap is concerned, the Japanese are keeping quite mum about it at the moment. But our understanding is the Japanese government is very supportive of these efforts and would like to see this prisoner exchange take place, as obviously this is the best chance that they have for getting Mr. Goto back, as well as the Jordanian pilot, who is also being held by Islamic State.
Okay, so if they're very much involved in what's happening and the Jordanians offer to release this woman accused of staging an al-Qaeda attack, this was 10 years ago, an attack that killed 60 people in Jordan. Does this mean that the idea of paying a reward, Japan paying a reward for the release of this freelance journalist, is off the table now?
Well, certainly on the surface it's off the table, and the demand for $100 million, which was the original fee being demanded by Islamic State, seems to have been dropped. There is a lot of rumour and speculation going on here in the media, on social media. I've seen people suggesting on Twitter that actually two separate deals are being done here, one between the Jordanians for the release of their pilot and another by the Japanese for the release of their journalist, and that the Japanese are going to hand over money. I have to say there is no evidence I have seen to support that. The Japanese government is certainly saying nothing about that, but there are clearly negotiations going on in Amman with the Japanese deputy foreign minister and the Jordanians. There is some sort of line of communication open to Islamic State, and that's how these things are being handed backwards and forwards. But everybody now is waiting to see whether Islamic State is going to respond to this latest offer from the Jordanian government, not from the Japanese, but from the Jordanian government, to release this female suicide bomber in return for both Mr. Goto and the Jordanian pilot.
Understanding that we have to wait and see what happens with that case, is there any bottom line in terms of whether or not the Japanese government would agree to ransom? And we should say this is something the United States feels very strongly about, that ransom is not to be paid to terrorists for the release of any hostage. What's the posture in Japan now?
Right from the day one, so this is what we're now in, about a week into this hostage crisis, the Japanese government under Prime Minister Abe has publicly taken a very, very firm stance against the idea of handing over money to Islamic State. Mr. Abe has repeated several times that he will never back down in the face of demands from terrorists. So the financial demands, those enormous, $200 million demanded at the beginning of this, seem to be something that the Japanese government would not sign up to. They seem to have a very different attitude to the idea of a prisoner swap, maybe because it's not the Japanese who are actually being asked to do this. It is a third-party government, and, that they are involved much more closely in the Middle East. And if they do it, it sort of distances the Japanese government somewhat from this deal and makes it easier for the Japanese government to look the US government in the eye and say, well, look, we didn't do anything wrong here. We stuck to our side of the bargain. We haven't handed over any money, and we are still, part of the coalition.
I wonder also what the reaction has been to the mother of this Japanese hostage issuing a statement and reading her plea publicly to the Prime Minister that he do everything he can to see that her son is released. What's the reaction to that?
It's interesting. The reaction has been quite mixed. So there's definitely a big chunk of the Japanese population that is very, very sympathetic to Kenji Goto's situation and very moved by the pleas that have been made by his mother repeatedly and again today, where she literally begged Mr. Abe to do something to save his life, saying, Kenji has very little time. Please, please do something to release him. On the other hand, I think there's another chunk of the Japanese population who feel that both Mr. Goto and, let's not forget, there was a second hostage who was killed at the weekend called Haruna Yukawa, that these men went to Syria of their own accord, they knew the dangers, and that the rest of Japan should not be dragged into this very difficult situation where it's being asked to hand over vast amounts of money or do prisoner swaps because of the actions of two individuals. And it's really up to them. They got themselves into this mess. And why should the Japanese government pay to get them out?
OK, speaking to us from Tokyo, the BBC's Rupert Wingfield-Hayes. Thank you, Rupert.
Thank you.